is Tuesday, January 7th, 2025, and here are readings from our daily reading plan in view as we together as a family of families through God's Word seek to keep His face in view so that we can know Him more and make Him known all the more. To do this today, we'll be reading Psalm chapter 6, verses 1 through 10, 1 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 1 through 40, and Acts chapter 10, verses 34 through 43. We're going to begin today with Psalm chapter 6, verses 1 through 10. O Lord, rebuke me not in your anger, nor discipline me in your wrath. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am languishing. Heal me, O Lord, for my bones are troubled. My soul also is greatly troubled. But you, O Lord, how long? Turn, O Lord, deliver my life. Save me for the sake of your steadfast love. For in death there is no remembrance of you. In Sheol, who will give you praise? I am weary with my moaning. Every night I flood my bed with tears. I drench my couch with my weeping. My eye wastes away because of grief. It grows weak because of all my foes. Depart from me, all you workers of evil. For the Lord has heard the sound of my weeping. The Lord has heard my plea. The Lord accepts my prayer. All my enemies shall be ashamed and greatly troubled. They shall turn back and be put to shame in a moment. 1 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 1 through 40. The sons of Issachar, Tula, Pua, Jashub, and Shimron, 4. The sons of Tula, Uzai, Rephaiah, Jarel, Jamei, Ebsam, and Shamul, heads of their fathers' houses, namely of Tula, mighty warriors of their generations, their number in the days of David being 22,600. The son of Uzziah, Izariah, and the sons of Izariah, Michael, Obadiah, Joel, and Ishiah. All five of them were chief men, and along with them, by their generations, according to their fathers' houses, were units of the army for war 36,000. For they had many wives and sons. Their kinsmen belonging to all the clans of Issachar were in all 87,000 mighty warriors enrolled by genealogy. The sons of Benjamin, Bela, Bechir, and Jadiel, 3. The sons of Bela, Ezbon, Uzi, Uzziel, Jeremoth, and Ir, 5. Heads of fathers' houses, mighty warriors, and their enrollment by genealogies was 22,034. The sons of Bechir, Zemarai, Josh, Eliezer, Elionai, Omri, Jeremoth, Abijah, Anathoth, and Elameth. All these were the sons of Bechir, and their enrollment by genealogies according to their generations as heads of their fathers' houses, mighty warriors, was 20,200. The son of Jadael, Bilhan, and the sons of Bilhan, Jehush, Benjamin, Ehud, Chinanah, Zanath, Tarshish, and Ayashahar. All these were the sons of Jadael, according to the heads of their fathers' houses, mighty warriors, 17,200, able to go to war. And Shupin and Hupin were the sons of Hushim, the son of Ahir. The sons of Naphtali, Jahazel, Goni, Jazir, and Shalom, the descendants of Bilhal. The sons of Manasseh, Azrael, whom his Aramean concubine bore, she bore Machir, the father of Gilead, and Machir took a wife for Hupim and for Shupin. The name of his sister was Machah, and the name of the second was Zelophehad. And Zelophehad had daughters, and Machah, the wife of Machir, bore a son. And she called his name Peresh, and the name of his brother was Sheresh, and his sons were Ulam and Rakam. The son of Ulam, Badan. These are the sons of Gilead, the sons of Machir, son of Manasseh, and his sister Hamolech bore Eshbahad, Ebezir, and Mahlah. The sons of Shemida were Ahian, Shechem, Lachai, and Anaim. The sons of Ephraim, Shuthelah, and Bered, his son Tahath, his son Elada, his son Tahath, his son Zabad, his son Shuthelah, his son, and Ezer, and Elade, whom the men of Gath, who were born in the land, killed because they came down to raid their livestock. And Ephraim, their father, mourned many days, and his brother came to comfort him. And Ephraim went in to his wife, and she conceived and bore a son, and she called his name Beriah, because disaster had befallen his house. His daughter was Sarah, who built both lower and upper Beth Horon, and Uzin Sarah, Rephah was his son, Reshephah his son, Telah his son, Tahan his son, Ladan his son, Amihud his son, Eliashma his son, Nun his son, Joshua his son. Their possessions and settlements were Bethel and its towns, and to the east Naran, and to the west Gezer and its towns, Shechem and its towns, and Aya and its towns, also in possession of the Masahites, Beth Shean and its towns, Tanach and its towns, Megiddo and its towns, Dor and its towns. In these lived the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel, the sons of Asher, Imnah, Eshava, Ishvi, Berai, and their sister Sarah. The sons of Berai, Heber, and Malchiel, who fathered Birzeth. Heber fathered Japhelet, Shomer, Hatham, and their sister Shua. The sons of Japhelet, Pasht, Bimhal, and Ashvath. These are the sons of Japhelet. The sons of Shamir, his brother Roga, Jehubah, and Armam. The sons of Halem, his brother Zopha, Imnan, Shalesh, and Immal. The sons of Zopha, Shau, Herfer, Shalul, Bari, Imra, Bazir, Hod, Shama, Shelashaha, Itharan, and Bara. The sons of Jether, Jethanu, Pispa, and Ara. The sons of Ula, Ara, Hanel, and Rizia. All these were men of Asher, heads of fathers' houses, approved mighty warriors, chief of the princes. Their numbers enrolled by genealogies for service in war was 26,000 men. Acts chapter 10, verses 34 through 43. So Peter opened his mouth and said, "Truly, I understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. As for the word that he sent to Israel, preaching good news of peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. You yourselves know what happened throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee after the baptism that John proclaimed, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and made him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who had been chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one appointed by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen.